This summer, we did our whole show on computer programming in front of a live audience in Cambridge. Other than being more than a little stressful for just about everyone involved, it was also huge fun. I especially loved when Kat got to explore her musical interests with Sam Aaron, the man behind Sonic Pi, a program that can be used to code music.
I mean, we've just heard about how important it is to get people to code. In my opinion, it's not just about getting people to be professional programmers, but to also use code to express themselves. In the same way we write and read, we write diaries, we write poems, we can also use code in the same way to express ourselves in really exciting new ways. And so Sonic Pi is software which allows you to write code, basic words, press a special magic button and hear amazing sounds.
As a musician, I'm really excited by this, and I know a lot of computer musicians, they're using programs like Ableton and things like that that cost hundreds and hundreds of pounds to make music, and often I play with them. So how is this different? Why did you make this? I mean, I downloaded it earlier for free.
Absolutely. So you heard Eben earlier talking about lowering the barrier to entry. I mean, part of the deal about the Raspberry Pi, it's extremely affordable. And so the software I've written is also extremely affordable. It's entirely free. And so the idea is, if you don't have any money, doesn't matter, you can use this software. And also, it runs on all computers. So it runs on the Raspberry Pi, but also runs on a Windows or a Mac. So if you already have a computer, use that. But if you don't, then get one of these Raspberry Pis because they're really wicked fun.
Now, is this just a way of basically tricking kids and tricking even adults into doing a bit of coding? Or is it actually genuinely a musical tool? Could you make musical compositions that would stand up on it?
I mean, is writing poetry tricking kids into grammar? Right? Clearly not, right? So this is not tricking people into writing code. Code is an amazing expressive form, and it's just showing people that potential. And yes, Sonic Pi is a new musical instrument that you can use today to perform in nightclubs and venues to make music, and it's a lot of fun.
Right, and well, enough talking about it. Let's see it. So we've got a computer screen set up. We've got your little Raspberry Pi, sort of naked circuit board sitting there. Yep. And on the screen, I can see just some lines and lines and lines of code. They look like words, sleep, bit crusher, soar, sustain. What is this?
So I'm showing you here one of the examples. So when you start up Sonic Pi, you have a help system. Help system contains a bunch of examples. This is one of the pre-canned examples, just to show you what you can do with the system. So should we hear it?
Yeah, go on, let's play
right,
something.
Let's give it a go. Right, so we're getting some like dance music here. This is all generated in real-time on the Raspberry Pi, using lots of fancy mathematics to make the sounds. The synthesizers are all real-time generated. So this little Raspberry Pi is an extremely capable machine. It's able to do this. So I use this same system to perform on stage in nightclubs.
That is incredible. I mean, it's kind of pumping. We're all like, yeah, come on, hands in the air, people.
They're going wild.
Reach for the lasers.
Calm down, people, calm down.
Never thought I'd say that on the on the radio. So what have we got going on here? So it's making drums and synths and all these kind
Absolutely.
Of things.
Absolutely. So shall I show you how to get started?
Let's have a go. Let's do it. Let's make a tune. Bang tune. Come on.
So the first word to learn in Sonic Pi is the word play, because we're playing a note, but also playing. We're having fun, right? So I write the word play, and then I choose a number to play. Let's choose like 80. We hear a little beep, right? That's it. That's your first program. How easy is that to write?
Yeah, that was even I think, right? As a kind of notes and paper
steps.
Musician could do that.
So once you write your first program, the next thing is how do you change these things? So now we can change this number 80, because numbers can go up and down. Notes can also go up and down. So if I choose a lower number, like 60, get a lower note,
yeah,
right?
It's much lower, okay.
Or 90, get a higher note, right? So done. So now we can play all the notes we can imagine. Then we need a way to make a melody.
Okay.
So if I play notes 60, then I need to have a way of saying, well, wait for a bit. So let's sleep for a second and then play another note. Play 65, say. And then let's sleep for half a second and play 72. So this way you're able to play different notes and make a little melody, right?
Oh, I like that.
At this point, with these two commands, play and sleep, we can play pretty much all of Western notation. So if you take any Bach or Mozart or Beethoven, with two commands, you can reproduce those things. It's not slamming beats yet, but we've already done classical music.
Okay. Can we make it a bit more funky? Can we can we get it kind of going?
The next thing we need to do is once you've got play and sleep, we need some programming structures to help us to manipulate this stuff. So I've invented something called the live loop. And a live loop is just a thing which can loop, right? So let's play a sample. Loop Amen, which is an Amen break.
Is that the Amen break?
Yeah.
Very well known.
Sleep for the one length of that sample.
That's what drum and bass is made of, fans.
So now we've got this loop going round. Okay, but whilst it's playing, I can now change the rate, say, to be half. And now we've got it half, and I can bring it back up to one again. And I'm just changing one number here. Let's go reverse, minus one. Let's add some bass.
Okay.
And then let's add some slicer to slice the volume in and out. So I just choose where to start the slicer and where to end it. And so just by adding a simple piece of code on top of another simple piece of code...
I think we've got a number one hit here already. I mean, it's fairly boring and repetitive, but there you go.
Well, I mean, that's what dance music is.
Exactly.
You have to be able to dance to it, you know? So you say it's fairly boring and repetitive, but we've only got 9 lines of code here.
How long would it take someone like me to actually make a tune, a kind of a song with a beginning, a middle, an end, some structure?
It depends on how complicated your tune will be. I went to a school in Newcastle, Benton Park Primary School, where they have a Sonic Pie Orchestra, and they've been teaching themselves. The kids have been teaching themselves, and the primary school kids have been teaching their local teachers how to do this stuff. This is 10-year-olds, okay? So you just need some time and some creativity and some fun and some patience. In a few days, you can get the basics down, and then... depending on how much time you want to put into it. In the same way, if you want to learn a violin, how much practice you put into it, you can get to do some wicked things pretty quickly.
And is there transferable skills from learning to write this kind of stuff?
Absolutely. This system is written in the same language that Twitter was originally written in, using exactly the same structures as Twitter was originally written in. So absolutely, and all the UK government work is all written in the same language. It's a language called Ruby.
Also boring and repetitive.
Absolutely transferable, yeah. But code is not boring. It can be repetitive, but the computer does the repetition, not you.
So we're going to have a little bit of time now. I want you to show me what you can do. Because you play in nightclubs, don't you? You've played this stuff out, and people do dance to it.
Absolutely, yes. So let's choose one of the examples of the way to start. So this is an example called Tilburg. So this is going, so I've got my basic tune round. It's very hard to play without. I can't fully hear myself. Normally, the beats are bashing out. Right, so I can turn the randomization off.
I mean, I do like my house music, and this sounds pretty good.
It's nice, yeah. So I start and stop it. Sorry, I made a mistake. So you can make mistakes all the time. That's totally fine. Right, so turn off bits. Turn off the bass drum. And then get the rhythm going again.
Kick.
And then drop the kick in again. And off we go. So all I'm doing there is editing some very simple lines to make that happen.
So it's called Sonic Pie, and people can go home and have a go. Thank you very much. That's Sam Aaron, computer scientist from Cambridge University.